Popo.
That's right, with Sudden Rush. Sovereignty. You wouldn't even want it. Right now. Right, cuz?
That's... I'm not my...
Oh. I saw Mary, so I just assumed it was Mary Silva.
Yeah, right. Okay, anyways, I just wanted to say over here on the west side, we are not getting your program. So if the transmitter is down, I needed to let you all know that that's what's happening.
Okay, and you just said it on the air, so whoever's out there and knows what to do, and Dean must have heard so well. We'll let that information get passed on, too.
It's important for many of us to be able to hear your program today.
Mahalo nui.
Mm-hmm. So I left also with the office.
Okay.
7774.
Cool. And we'll
They're
make sure
probably
he gets
not
you.
There, but anyways.
Yeah, he needs some time off. Dean works really, really hard over here, but we'll make sure he gets that information ASAP for sure.
Yeah, and if there's any way to fix it sooner than later, that would be great.
Yeah, I know Dean always does that too. So, again, mahalo for the information so we can get that fixed.
Aloha.
Aloha. Well, that was Auntie Mary, a different Auntie Mary. And cousin, that was the cue, remember? The cue was Sudden Rush AR. Yeah, and while we wait for your phone call. Oh, sometimes Portuguese Saturdays. What we're going to do right now is, before we get into the issues, we're going to get into the calendar, the musical calendar, and see what's happening on the island of Kauai today, besides rain.
The Hawaiian Music Calendar is supported by HawaiianMusicStore.com. Mahalo, HawaiianMusicStore.com, for your support.
Aloha kakahia kakako. Welcome to our Hawaiian Music Calendar for Saturdays. On the North Shore, the Tiki Aniki Restaurant in Princeville Shopping Center presents Cam from 6 to 8. The Tahiti Nui Restaurant in Hanalei features Jeff Caldwell from 6 to 9. The St. Regis Hotel in Princeville presents Kele'i Kanyali'i from 6:30 to 9:30, and a traditional Hawaiian slack key and ukulele music concert featuring Doug and Sandy McMaster is at the Princeville Community Center across from the library in Princeville at 6 p.m. On the South Shore, Leilani Rivera Lowe and Halau Hula Ole Lani are at the Grand Hyde in Po'epu from 6 to 9. Keoki's Paradise in the Po'epu Shopping Center presents Kyle the Benz from 5 to 7 and Ka Halau at 8. Merriman's Fish House at the Kukui'ula Shopping Center in Po'epu features Kirby Keo on the front Malanai from 6 to 8. On the east side, there's a free hula show featuring Leilani Rivera Lowe and Halau Hula Ole Lani at the Coconut Marketplace Shopping Center at 1. The Hukilau Lanai at the Kauai Coast Resort in Waipoli presents Billy Paul from 6 to 9. Shutter's Lounge at the Kauai Beach Resort presents Jonah Cummings from 7 to 10. And the Courtyard Kauai Marriott Resort at Waipoli features John Planis from 6:30 to 8:30. Larry Rivera is featured at the Kauai Museum in Lihue from 1 to 2 with talk story and music. And the Lava Lava Beach Club at the Kauai Shores Hotel in Kapa'a features Sean Pulava and Wes Panassis from 5 to 9. On the west side, the Wrangler Steakhouse in Waimea presents Nick Castillo from 6 to 8. If you have Hawaiian music events you'd like posted on our Hawaiian music calendar, please fax it at least 1 week before the event to 826-7977 or email it to events@kkcr.org. Attention, Linda. Mahalo nui loa. Have a great Hawaiian day.
And whenever I see the rain like this, I just remember my pops, who would just, Francis, who would just sit in his, and look out the back door of our house in Waipoke. He would just be swearing up there, oh, there's rain. Because he would always like to be out in the yards. I could just hear, oh, that rain, I can't do nothing on the yard. But my wife loves the rain. She goes running into the rain. Hey, cuz. Hey, you made him.
Hi. Yeah, I made him. I made him.
The other auntie came and I saw Mary go, yeah, right, cuz? And she goes, this is a different Mary. I was like, oh, okay.
What other cousin?
No, they're having problems on the west side getting our signal, so.
Oh,
Oh, on the west side, yeah. That happens sometimes if the wind's still blowing. The wind's still blowing over you?
Well, it's raining over here right now.
Ooh, no wonder it's probably raining on Malka, too. But anyway, yes, it's good to be back home here. It's nice and cooler over here. The humidity is less over here, and my hair is more tame over here.
And you know what I told you? Hey, and I know they live around down the road, but I know they're busy. I'm doing stuff. And I don't know if you heard about Nani. She got attacked by the pigs of our place. She's doing better. So we want to thank you. Yeah, heard them squealing about a week or two ago. And I got up. It was like 3:30 in the morning. And when we got to them, Nani couldn't walk. Her back legs were gone. Yeah, so I was really upset because I thought she might have broken her back or something. But so Dr. Haas and Lihue, I just want to say mahalo to Robert and the whole staff, Renella and Linda and everybody who helped. She's doing better, which is good. So we're watching her on that. But also, when I told you about that, hey, I haven't heard from Hope for a little while. I just got I got a slew of stuff from her, and she says, sorry, no internet till today. So we were just talking about you, Hope and Tim. Good things. Wondering, hey, what happened? And I know you, well, she's right down the road from me, but she's down the road, down the valley, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So you go from Kola Road, you go way down into Moloa Valley, kind of.
Yeah, and, over the river and through the woods, kind of.
Yeah, the kind where I'm not going to take my wife's car.
But you can take your four-wheeler,
But also to have their land down there, it's still special. So again, a shout out. Then we'll go over this, Hope, mahalo for keeping in touch. And sorry I didn't, have the internet, but, we were wondering what happened to you. Glad to see you back online because you had some stuff too. And we're at the end of the hour or at the bottom of the hour, but all I have to do, I already did the calendar. So we'll just say you're listening to KKCR, Hanalei, KEQA, Kilauea and K28-4AL, Haliva on the North Shore of Oahu. So welcome. You're listening to Nale Hawaiian Issues with Naukana Running Board and the Miss, one and only, Porgy from Florida, by way of California and Kauai, now on Oahu, Miss Mary Silva.
California? What are you talking about? Never been to California.
Well, you had to fly over it.
Oh, New York, yeah. I went to New York. That's where I got my edumacation. But anyway... about a lot of things, yeah. I can spot corruption when I see them. And talking about corruption, let me tell you, sometimes I think some of these federal judge, magistrates and whatnot, they've been wooed. I think they've been wooed. They definitely been wooed. Okay. And our so-called legislators and some of our representatives, they've been wooed, definitely wooed. It's called financial contribution by a lot of the C corporations. But however, the people, the educated people are rising, okay? They're getting smart and they're beginning to realize something, you know, that one thing is they still question about the genetically modified organisms. But one thing for sure, you know, it doesn't take a baseball bat for slap a Tanaka upside the head when you say, oh, we're using choke poison. Oh, no. It's like, what? Choke poison. Chemicals. And some of those chemicals are the same type of chemicals they used in biological warfare in Vietnam, folks. Okay? So, and look at all the vets who are suffering from Agent Orange. Well, the industrialized Roundup possesses at least three of those chemicals in Agent Orange. So here they are. It's a test field, folks. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. And that's what all these GMO seed companies, corporations are. Actually, they're chemical companies who decided to feed the world. Yeah, right. Okay. But they now have to find uses for the poisons. So what they're going to do? Oh, let's do this. Let's just do testing, and see how our genetically modified offenses can survive choke poisoning. Ooh, wow. And so that's what they're testing. So when they test, they use abnormal amounts of industrialized K chemicals, okay? Not the regular kind, squish-squish kind you buy in store, but the industrial strength. But they use at least 10, I would say 10 to 20 times the amount, because their purpose is, okay, let's see how much it takes to kill all the weeds and that this thing stay that we created, this genetically mutated offense that we created, and see how it survives. So if it survives, good, we can sell it to people who are unsuspecting and stupid. Okay? So what happens is, next thing you know, is here they are, and all this poison. Now, one of the things in Hawaiian Island, in our aina, is everything, we try and malama the aina. That's our principle, malama the aina. Take care of the land, because we're living out in the middle of the deep blue sea surrounded by a whole bunch of salt water, yeah? So, from Mauka to Makai, that means mountain to sea. We need to take care of this land from mountain to sea, okay? Because it takes care of us. It allows us to live here. And what's happening is, using this industrial strength chemicals for genetically modified field testing, what happens is that runoff goes into the ocean. Now, if those of you would like to go see what I'm talking about in terms of point source and non-point source pollution, water pollution, you can go on GMO-free, Google GMO-free, Kauai, and you'll see the picture of our a beautiful aina. There's an aina. It's getting a little bit populated, but that's okay. Beautiful aina. And then you see this thing surrounding not the deep blue, not the light blue, but the kaka brown. I call it kaka brown. It's kaka brown coming off the aina. And that kaka brown is many things. It's pollution. But especially in the areas of all the way from Kalahil all the way down Waimea, Keka, all over there where the GMO seed companies are growing the test fields. So here we get rain, or just by gravity alone, Mauka to Makai. Where's all that stuff going to go? Where is all that chemical poison going to go? Oh, it's going to go into the ocean where the fish stay, where the reefs that protect the aina stay. And I don't know about you, but if on land they use all this chemical for kill everything on the land that surrounds the plant, what do you think it's going to do to the ocean? I'm not going to give you too much longer for think about that. Because if you have to think about that too much longer, then I need for you to go back to elementary school. But anyway, here we go. Now, many people who started waking up because they started looking at what's going on. Oh, your kiki got asthma. Oh, your kiki got, you know, bronchial problems. Or maybe some of your ohana who never had cancer before, get cancer. So you're looking at why. What's changing? And you have to look at A, the diet, B, the environment that you grow up in. And unfortunately, with the GMO companies, they lie. They like to deceive. Because one of the things that I saw that they kept on saying, oh, down Waimea Canyon's middle school, that whole pilikia that they had where educators and keikis got really sick. And so the GMO companies over there said, it was the stinkweed. Liar, liar, pants on fire, no stinkweed, because that has been verified. So try another lie, okay? Try another lie, brother. Try. Just try. What? You think you're dealing with dummies over here? Uh-uh. We're going to find the answer. And finally, somebody stepped up and said, no, it's not. Okay, so try another line. Like your rotten little corporate, financially backed, bottom line profit peak. Okay? Because, and this affected our children, folks. The keikis, the babies, your babies, it affected them. They were spraying around, the school. Because, unfortunately, zoning, in terms of ag, most of the hospitals, schools, those types of institutions that care for and educate are usually, you know, zoned for agriculture. You can build in that area. However, you know, the ag, the industry, not like, you know, that multi-million dollar people, they could talk. They don't like do the buffer kind, you know, keep the poison away from our chickens. But even if they did keep the poison away from our chickens, they spray them like, there's no tomorrow. So that stuff drifts and drifts, and what did it do? It affected the children. Waimea Canyon Middle School, okay? And some of the educators. They went to the hospital and they got treated. Department of Health, they were one of the monkeys of hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. They're one of those monkeys. And so is the court. They're another one of those monkeys. I don't know which one they are.
They did win the court case because, you know, that when we talked to our cousins on the west side, they're still going negotiations on finalizing it. But when I talked to the cousins, you know, over there, they know firsthand they've been living there all their lives. And they said, yes, this was really bad. All their mango trees, their house, their windows was covered with dust. Not only and the dust containing the chemicals, too, was covering everything. And they said it was almost like, I don't know if you remember the old movie, and they did a remake of it, The Andromeda Strain. Where these guys are coming in with and testing their houses, and you know, Cousin Annie was telling me that, and she was concerned because obviously when you have a lot of dirt hanging all over on your trees that you didn't have before, and on your windows, and you have a grandchild, you're concerned. She says, because I asked them, you know, because I don't know anything what's going over there, because what's happening, and she told me, yes, it is bad, and they're a part of the
suit,
and
you know what?
And they want
that part of. Yeah, the sad part about it is you're going to read about this stuff in the newspaper. You know why? Because they like to keep them quiet.
Give credit where credit's due, and to be truthful about it, the Garden Island did have that in the paper, and that's how I found out that they did win. It was It was on the front page, and it was around 150 families from Waimea, from what I remember. And they did win the case. Now, what the problem is what is going to be done and what are the final outcome of it. That's where there hasn't been any finalization on that. But the families over there did win their case against, I don't want to say it was one of the companies. I don't want to say exactly who it was, but I remember, I think it was the one that is moving. Pioneer is getting out. And that was according to the paper, too. They're shutting down. There's one more that was shutting down on that side.
Yeah, but one seed corporation that uses the same chemicals that is everybody else.
I understand.
It's a victory, a minuscule victory. But the thing of it is, because even though, those families won the court case, I don't know when they'll see the monies or what type of monies we're talking about, but the fact of it is it going to change what the seed corporations are doing? No, because they're fighting. They're fighting to turn around and quiet everything down.
Well, and
that's
what they're doing. And this is nothing new. I was just watching this other, you know, and yeah, people can say it's conspiracy, but I look for the facts. When you have documentation that's backing up what you're saying, then it's clear. Now, it depends on what documentation you're using. For example, this thing about the sugar. Okay, this is not something new. This is not that all of a sudden we knew. They had reports back in the 60s and 70s of well-respected doctors telling them sugar is a danger. We got to do it now. And what happened? It escalated. It went further, just like no one's listening. And now, it showed the memos coming from the Sugar Association, which included the sugar group from Hawaii, too, the planters here. And their whole, again, you know, you have the ones on the right and ones on the left. The people say this, the other guys counter. One of them is lying, right? The truth can't be both ways, a yes and a no. Truth is either one or the other. You did it or you didn't do it. And in this case, because the doctors were starting to come out as early in the 60s, early 60s, saying that sugar is a problem, we need to check on it, the whole thing pushed from the Sugar Association was to disprove it. And what they showed is over all these decades, again, nothing concrete, nothing definitive. They had to muddy the waters, which they did. Now it's coming to pass, diabetes, diet, and sugar, they were trying to say, oh, it's your calories that you eat and the fat content, trying to side away from the sugar. So the same thing is happening with the GMO, right? They're protecting their pocketbook. And they're going to say whatever they say to protect their pocketbook, regardless of whether it's the truth or not. They're going to protect their pocketbook.
Definitely. Now, what I'd like to do is also let people know that court, you recently had a joint fact-finding study group, and they finally released the final version of the report on pesticide use on the island. Now, the report was circulated publicly in a draft back in March. However, the path to action is clear for the state of Hawaii. However, whether the state of Hawaii takes those tasks, because they've prostituted themselves to the ESC corporations. I mean, the state of Hawaii definitely has prostituted himself, and Ige at this particular point looks like the head pimp. But the report had shown conclusively that the insurmountable obstacles that failing to collect adequate data on pesticide use places in the path toward properly understanding the health risk of those toxic substances. Now, those risks might be slight, severe, or in some places in between, but we won't know what they are until the data is collected, analyzed, and made public and understood by the agricultural industry and the public alike. Now, in Kauai and throughout the Hawaiian Islands, that's a prospect the industry has fought. And this is what I mean by fighting. They fought for years to avoid, arguing that it's looking out for consumers through responsible practices. Yeah. And also that adding new regulation would result in greater cost between being passed on to the consumer. Now, this was their explanation, and that the specifics of its pesticide application is proprietary information. Now, but in the joint fact-finding study group's draft report, which came out a little more than 2 months ago, without knowing how much, how often, and what kinds of pesticides are being applied, it's hard to draw credible scientific conclusions regarding health and environmental impacts. So Governor David Ige and the State Board of Agricultural Chair Scott Enright have had 2 months to review that draft, which isn't dramatically different from the final, particularly in its recommendations on fundamental issues. Now, chief among them is the report's initial proposal aimed squarely at EGA, to ensure stronger agricultural, environmental, and health data collection and surveillance. Now, I think the report basically said, quote, because the legislature largely controls the executor's budget, the governor's office must champion pesticide issues and manage internal budget allocations to match his priority. And it also said, in addition, the governor should ensure that the state agencies identify for specific recommendations have sufficient resources to implement these new actions as well as perform their existing pesticide-regulated responsibilities. Now, there's more that's going on, and however, is Ige listening? We don't know. But what I can tell you is, soon, and as soon as, when is it? June 15th, it's going to be Wednesday, June 15th at 9 a.m. in the morning. The case will be held. Hold on a sec. Okay, let me get to this case.
And when you're looking that up, because some of the information that came from Hope regarding the Marshallese, when everyone and local people are wondering, and some tourists that we talked about, why is there so many Micronesians around here? Well, it's because the United States policy of bombing the Marshall Islands over there, they made a pact with the Micronesians that they get free health care, and that's why they're all over here. They get many free stuff. They get more free stuff than Hawaiians here. And why? Because we, United States, now Hawaiians. The United States has been bombing them. Some of that stuff has been coming from PRF when they had those missile test sites when they were testing Star Wars. And you've seen it on YouTube, the Marshallese protesting over there. But that's what happened. We've been bombing their islands over there, so the United States made a deal that they can, because they can't go back to some of their islands, they get to come here for free. And most of them come to Hawaii. So that's why we have a lot of Micronesians here, because of the association with the United States and the bombing of their islands in Micronesia. And then also what she was saying, too, is she was bringing up, and I was trying to bring this, the federalization of kingdom waters. There's like an expansion of NOAA, which we knew was coming on, of protecting the waters or the seas for the endangered species like the whales and stuff. The problem with that is that it's interfering with the cultural rights of fishing. So that's another issue that we're going to have to deal with. And I want to pull up the rest of the stuff. Some of the stuff.
Okay, you almost out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd like to get back to that.
No, no. Just wanted to bring that stuff while you're looking for it. You found it? What you're looking for?
Yeah, almost.
And then another one is the feds are doing some scary things from Hope, taking the ocean by executive order, restricting access fishing to the Kapuna Islands, to all except the military. Minimal input possibilities or cultural comments except by those chosen few federal supporters. Feds think fishing is recreation and sports. I do like Hope and her comments. You can count her to tell you straight. I like it when they start making references, especially references to laws and stuff when we were our own independent country. It's just funny. It's like, and you know, I see all this stuff on the air too. It's basically this whole government and society is lying to themselves and to the world. Basically, you're teaching our children what human rights, and you're talking about, you know, freedom and doing the right thing. All the while, you guys have screwed the Hawaiian people and their nation. That's hypocritical, really.
Oh,
so you're raising.
That's beginning to be.
Yeah,
that's that's not hypocritical. That's American foreign policy. Okay.
Right.
That's
but when they look at themselves, so you look at what they're saying. You're really, you know, you're teaching the children to lie, that it's okay to overrun a country, it's okay to overrun people, and even right now, because I still hear people say, well, that was 1890, even right now the DOI lied to us again.
Oh, well, I got some announcements I forgot. Here's the information I got. Okay, and it's right around the corner. It's important, because what happens is the court cases, all the laws that were trying to be passed on Kauai, on Hawaii Island, other laws that they tried, each county tried to pass in order to protect its own county, its aina, basically that was overturned. The Shaka, there's a Shaka movement called, it's a Shaka movement, and matter of fact, it has two appeals that are going to be held on Wednesday, 9 a.m., June 15th. Two appeals that they submitted, and the court case is going to be heard by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and that's 9 a.m. Wednesday, June 15th, at the Federal Bankruptcy Court buildings in Honolulu. Now, they're going to hear Judge Mulway's decision and look at that. It's going to be a three-judge panel, okay? Now, the same three-judge panel will also hear the appeals of Kauai and Hawaii County cases as decided by Magistrate Judge Curran. Now, oral arguments presented will also be distinct, and they won't be combined. So you'll be able to hear arguments regarding each case, each island, and it's distinct and unique to its own. So that will be heard on Wednesday, 9 a.m. June 15th. Now, the problem with this is one of the things is this is the most important case that's going to be held. Because what happens is this three-panel judge will indicate whether the people on the island who went before each county council and went before everyone to talk about their concerns about these pesticides and these poisons, and then all of a sudden have a federal judge come in to basically overturn each county's decision. This is important for the people because it gives the people back their right to determine what is grown on their aina, what can happen on their aina, the use, disclosure by these seed corporations. This empowers the community. And so what happens is corporate America is looking to say, oh, but they're not going to do nothing. We're not going to do nothing. That's what they're saying. And here these three-panel judge are going to rule. They bunched them all together. They're going to rule, make a ruling. Now, depending on what the ruling is and how they rule, depends. And I have a feeling that some of those, some of the sovereignty components, if they make this a ruling, and that allows them to support the rulings that the other magistrates done, I have a feeling that not only a Mulway or Curran's decision, but these three panel judges' decision will also basically be cited for crimes against the Kanaka Maoli, or crimes against the people, and submitted at the Commission on Human Rights Violation Section 7. And because it's now been proven that technically what happened in terms of the United States and corporate America and whatnot, it did constitute a violation of our rights, our indigenous and national and whatnot rights. So that is now being submitted and proven on the international level.
Yep,
so if that information goes through, then guess what? You know what? Guys, rule the right way. Rule in favor of the people and of the Aina, and stop, being moved by the corrupt political corporate monies and influences. So again, that's Wednesday, 9 a.m., June 15th, the cases will be heard. All islands is all bunched together. The appeals from not only Kauai, Island, but also the Shaka Movement appeals. It's all going to be, five appeals are going to be heard by three-panel judge, June 15th, Wednesday, 9 a.m., in front of the Federal Bankruptcy Court building in Honolulu. Many people are coming over from the Aina. If you're going to be in this area on that day, that particular day, or going to be here or can make it, to support not only future generations, but also support your voice, your right, your vote, and support the Aina. So I'm going to be there for sure, 9 a.m. in front of the Federal Bankruptcy Court. And so as many of us, my ohana over here on Oahu, they're going to be there as well. So if you can make it, please do make it. If you can't make it, spread the word to your ohana that live over here to see if they can make it, because it's important. It's for us and the Aina. Our future rights are at stake here. Our voice is at stake here, and the health of not only the Aina, but our future generations is at stake here. So, yes, what did you have? What you say? What you like to say? What?
No, what you're saying about how they're using using the word indigenous, and how for their purposes, like it was explained to some of the seminars that we brought in with Perez, Donovan, and the Sproats, was that
nationals, whatever.
Yeah, then
you know,
indigenous
it's
use of the word.
One fix or the other.
Huh?
we're indigenous of the Aina, but we're also nationals. Our own political state. I know. It's like, it's hard for everybody to turn around and switch midstream. Especially if you're going down the canoe in a waterfall. I totally understand.
Yeah, at that point, but, whoever's steering the canoe, it don't matter. You're going over.
Exactly. So you look and swim upstream in the canoe when you're going over a waterfall. But what happens is it's going to take time. And unfortunately, time is not something that any of us have here, you know. And if we do have time, there's not much of it left. So it is time for us to try and ensure the future, the health and welfare of our keiki, our future generations. That's the time. And the time is now to do that. And I know that people say, well, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do that. Well, you know, I'm a firm believer in terms of the recent passing of my family members and things that are happening, that, you know what, you don't put things off until you think you have the time. If there's a possibility you can do something that would better the chances of your children, your keiki, and your future, the future generations of a chance of survival, then I think that's most important. The manini stuff, the day-to-day obstacles that we all must go through in order to, you know, have a temporary solution to a temporary situation that reoccurs on a daily basis. If you can make time to turn around and do something, that would have an effect on not only your future, but the future of, you know, your family, the health and welfare, and the Aina. I think that's more important. So try and make time for things that are, you know, that is not going to roll by again, okay? You know, this is important. And like I said, on Wednesday, June 15th, 9 a.m., Federal Bankruptcy Building in Honolulu, three-panel judge in the federal courtrooms will listen to the appeals of Hawaii Island, and the Shaka Movement's appeals. And if you want to find out more information on what that's all about, go to Shaka Movement. You can go on Facebook, Shaka Movement, or Google it, Shaka Movement, go on the website, and you'll find out more information. And you'll see many of those who love Kauai, love the Aina, and are concerned about their health and welfare of their families and themselves. You'll see their names. They've posted. They want the information. They want to do what is important to help make Kauai a better place to live and a safe place to live. And, corporate America has lied to everybody. And it continues to lie. Because the reason why is the only thing that corporate America is concerned about is profit. And they don't care at what expense. So if you think their profit is more important than the lives, future lives of your children and your children's children, then do nothing. Do nothing. And they'll be laughing all the way to the bank, unfortunately. Many of our kids or our kupuna or our community will be crying all the way to the hospital. So come on, folks, do something. And if you can't do it, pick up a phone call and call somebody in your family, because I know you all get them in your family who is like, oh, he lolo, he acted this time. Call them. Let them know. June 15th, 9 a.m., Federal Bankruptcy Building, Honolulu. Come down, okay? So that's that. Also on June 12th, Sunday, June 12th, the Shaka Movement and Aloha Aina, Iolani Palace. It's an educational event, I promise, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And huia na boku. Yeah, that line is from a chant, one of the chants. And if you go on the Shaka movement, you'll see it. Protectors United, Aina Protectors United. So many people also from all of the Ainas are coming over, Hawaii, Maui, Kauai. They're coming over in Lanai, Mokai, Maui, all coming over to meet at Iolani Palace. It's going to be Iolani Palace, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, June 12th. So a lot is definitely happening. Now, one of the things I'd like to mention, and it's not a good thing, this coming week in Washington, D.C., well, they're having something called the Aloha Hawaii. It's like a, it's almost like a, how shall I say, advertisement. Okay, so many of our legislators, our senators, and our representatives are going to Washington, D.C., okay? And they're going to Washington, D.C. Oh, is it time? Is it that time? Let me let you say the top of the hour time, yeah? This way I can get into this other thing that's happening next week, okay? Hello? Where'd he stay going? What? Where did he go? He went again. He went someplace. Oh, shoot. He go out for lunch. But anyway, when we do the, after we do the top of the hour, I'll talk more in depth about it, in terms of what's happening in Washington, D.C., and because various different departments are going to be wooing our legislators and our, how shall I say, senators and everybody. And it's like an event of aloha. It's the 10-cent version of aloha. You know, not much substance. It's like, you know, the pupusale and aloha kind. But that kind of aloha they're going to be doing at the Washington, D.C. top of the hill kind. That is, it's so not tono. But they're going all over. Yeah, they're the senators. And you find out if your senator is going. Go ahead.
And because we're at the top of the hour, so let me do that stuff, and we'll get right back at you.
Yeah,
and
we
have a phone caller online, so we'll get right back at you, okay? We're at KKCR, Hanalei, KQA, Kilauea. This is Naleo Hawaiian Issues, and Naleo Hawaiian Issues is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kamoa Ukulele and KCC, Kauai Community College.
Kamoa Ukulele Company, dedicated to building high-quality bell-tone instruments. Built with one player at a time philosophy, from student models up to custom masterpieces. Kamoa Ukulele Company, a family-owned business, supports KKCR. 652-9999 or online at kamoaukulelecompany.com.
The Hawaiian Studies Program at Kauai Community College, offering courses and experiences in Hawaiian language and culture for the children and friends of Hawaii. 245-8202.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. We're going to have a caller online with us, cuz. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Naleo Hawaiian Issues, and you made some good points about GMO.
Aloha. I just wanted to say mahalo to the woman that's speaking and for informing us all and keeping the information going. But I feel in my heart the quickest way out of this hellhole called GMO is to stop buying it and to get our families to stop buying it. Because the sooner we start throwing our money to the organic farmers and the people doing it the right way, the sooner we'll be out of this mess. And I was reading, there was an article, YouTube on, Jeffrey Smith, the guy that wrote Genetic Roulette, and he and Dr. Perlmutter have a wonderful YouTube video everyone should watch. And it said that Europe got rid of GMO in 5 days just by stopping the money trail. So we have to inform our families to stop spending money on this food. And if you're in a grocery store and you see a woman buying commercial cereal, ask her, do you want pesticides for your family in their cereal? Because that's really the problem here. It's not so much the genetic changing, it's all the pesticides, and we know that now. And the only way and the quickest way out of this is to stop throwing the money. Because if we wait for the courts and going through all these legal ramifications, we're all going to be dead. And there won't be any more bees, and our kids won't have a future. And it sounds real fatalistic, but we have power. And in this voting year, we all got to get it in our heads that we vote every day with our dollars. So if you want to vote for your kids' future and your own future and your grandkids' future, then stop buying Tostitos and stop buying Doritos and go and support the organic people, because they're doing it right, not white. And that's where we have to go with this. We have to stop the money trail. That's the quickest way out.
Totally agree with you, and that's why they don't want to label the foods, because they know a lot of people, including me, will not buy GMO foods if they're labeled. I avoid them. Now I have to look at the ingredients, and if I see GMO product like high fructose corn syrup, I don't buy it. And there's other stuff that you have to look for, but and it is hard because GMOs in like 99% of our food sources. So
yeah,
but you can do it.
They are starting to catch on. You know, there is a GMO-free Cheerios now, so they are starting.
Yeah,
to
they listen. Are. They're responding to the public demand.
And there are a lot of people. I make phone calls to these corporations like General Mills, and I ask them, is there GMO? And I tell them, I'm not buying your food anymore, and neither is my family. And I'll have talks with these ladies because they're just people like you and I. And I'll say, do you guys realize what's going on here? Well, they tell us it's safe. I'll go, it's not safe, and they're lying to you. And this food is laced with pesticides. And why do you think the cancer rates have gone through the roof over the last 20 years? Why do you think all these kids are dying of cancer that were never sick before? And it's an epidemic that can be traced directly to the chemicals that have been put in our food.
In our diet, exactly.
Yes. If we want out, though, you got to support the organic farmers. It may be a little more expensive, but, hey, pay now or pay later. Might as well, you know, put a vote to your kids' future. Because they're not going to have a future. If they keep this up, they're going to wipe out the bees, and then we're all done.
Yes, I totally agree. Thank you so much for calling in. You know, because a lot of times there are people who are listening and say yes, but like yourself, are becoming more and more educated. And that's the important thing, that the community is becoming, people are, such as yourself, are becoming more and more educated on the health issues surrounding GMOs and the pesticides that are being used. So thank you again for calling in and sharing.
Well, you know, in this voting year, all this money, millions of dollars being spent on these campaigns, it's so ridiculous. We vote every day with our money, and the sooner we all get empowered to that, the sooner we can make these changes. We could wipe out GMO in a relatively short amount of time if we all just stop throwing the money through it.
And you know,
so
what's really
a matter of not only educating ourselves, but educating our families and spreading the word, paying it forward. That's what's going to change things.
And, you know, I just thought about it. That same scenario can be just turned over for the Hawaiian people for their Hawaiian rights. You got to get the people together to really get some kind of change going. Because all these governments, all these companies cannot, they may control the lobbies and everything, but they cannot control the will of the people, and the people control them. Like you said, if people stop buying their products, these massive companies will fall to their knees.
That's right. Right. The government is only as good or as bad as we, the people, allow it to be.
Exactly. And what's that famous saying? Evil flourishes when good people do nothing. So we have to do something. You have to stand up.
And this is, I honestly don't think they want us to know this. They don't want us to know. They want us to vote in these elections every 2 to 4 years and feel like we've got some kind of personal power. And it's a bunch of BS, and we know it, because it's just a placating scenario that's gone on forever. But where we are powerful is our money. And they don't want us to know that, but it's the truth, and it's time we all rose up and did something powerful with our money.
No, agree. And I would add to that, the vote does count. It really does. The money and the vote.
No, I'm not against voting, and I do vote, and I love to vote, and I grab all my kids and make them come vote with me, because I am. I'm proud to be able to vote, to live in a country where you can vote.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, hey, we vote all the time, and that's where the power lies, is in the money.
Agreed.
So anyway, I'm going to hang up now so you guys can get on to everything, but I just wanted to say, we got this, we can do this, we just got to channel the money to the right people, And those organic farmers, they work hard to do it organically, and they deserve our support and our love and our aloha.
Mahalo
so
for your
mahalo to you guys, and have a great weekend. Ahui ho and malama pono.
Ahui ho.
Oh, thank you so much. Ahui ho.
Aloha no.
You know, organic farming is the way to go. That's what I've been doing. And matter of fact, when I went home, I was talking to my family, and I turned around and I said, I think it's time. Well, Mom eats. She doesn't eat GMO. Okay. Mom doesn't eat GMO at all. She eats all organic, which is great. But the fact of it is, she turns around and she tells everybody, you know, you should eat more healthier. Check what you're eating. GMOs are bad. This is my mom, who's 84 years old. But one thing I was talking about before, and I wanted to wait until after the top of the hour, was that from June 7th, I think it's June 7th to 8th, I think it is, let's see, yeah, 7th, 8th. It's the third annual, it's called the third annual Hawaii on the Hill, okay? And it's in Washington, D.C. Matter of fact, you know, I saw a picture of, like, who is it? I saw a picture of Bernard Cavallo on it and going. So I was like, what, really? But it's the third annual Washington on Washington, Aloha on the Hill or whatever, Hawaii on the Hill, and many of our representatives are going. They're going to this the senators, representatives are going to this meeting. And the fact of it is, they're looking to talk with the various different departments regarding issues, okay, or I should say policy issues. So here, many of our representatives and senators will be talking with the various different representatives of what is it? Oh yeah. Well, let me look at this. Let's see. Oh, go back on here. Let me give you a little bit more information on this article. But they're going to be talking to representatives from, here we go, from the Department of Energy, from the Department of Defense, from the Department of Commerce, from the Department of State, from the Department of Treasury, and the Federal Communications Commission. Now, the Policy Summit, and this is what it's all about, it's a Policy Summit. It's a real opportunity to connect to Hawaii businesses with federal, connect Hawaii businesses with federal agencies, and to discuss policy issues and to share what they call unique aspects of doing business in Hawaii with the national leaders. However, none of the leaders of the sovereignty movement are going to be there, but however, I'm sure they will be talking about it because on the international arena, the sovereignty initiative and the education that's happening on the international arena with other countries is phenomenal and it's ongoing. So they're going to be talking to many of our so-called representatives about what's going on, but they don't have a clue. They're going to be talking, and they're going to be wooed, of course. And here is the problem I look at. I look at all this, okay? I look at this if they're going to Hawaii, and I see all these senators and representatives. I look at them as the pimps and pushers of our aloha, and I'm using that aloha term as a 10-cent word, okay? Not the real aloha, because they wouldn't be going to, which I call the political Johns, looking for them to turn around and come back, and because they're pushing Hawaii. And I'm going to say this, and people might get upset, but I'm also going to refer you to an article, and you need to read that article. They're pushing Hawaii like a, quote, passing her off, our aina, our country, passing her off like a $2 whore, okay? They are. And that's a quote. Now, you want to find out what that quote comes from? It's by Matthew Hutoff, H-U-T-A-F-F. And that, an article he wrote, it's called Lays and Lies. It was in the Canon Fathers, a Canon Father on Simon, thesimon.com. So if you go to thesimon.com and read this article called Lays and Lies, it gives a correlation between Iraq and Hawaii, how a bunch of American businessmen passed Hawaii off, the Kingdom of Hawaii off, as a $2 whore to the United States of America. Unfortunately, some of our own legislators and political representatives are doing the same thing to Washington, D.C., when they go to meet the representatives next week on June 7th and 8th to these various different departments. Okay, Department of Defense, oh, please, military. You know what? They're looking to pass us off again and continuously as a $2 whore. However, the military, $1 in perpetuity. Okay? And that's the truth. Anytime any INA is given to them, it's $1 in perpetuity. Okay? So, if you're upset with that, go read this article called Lays and Lies. Again, thesimon.com. It's in the Canon Fodder. That's the section it's in. And the author is Matt Hutoff, H-U-T-A-F-F. And he draws, again, a correlation between Iraq and Hawaii. What happened to Hawaii happened again to Iraq with the Enron corporate America. And see, that's the problem here. History is repeating itself, and it'll continue to repeat itself until somebody stands up and says no. All right? Our people, we, Kanaka Maoli, and many of our people all around with Aloha Aina meetings, the Aloha Aina is educating people all over, our own people, which is needed, and also other people, non-Hawaiians. Because to tell you the truth, non-Hawaiians, when they hear what the United States says, they're like in shock. Some aren't. They'll go, well, look at the state the country is in now. And because they've kept up with the times on a political level. But the thing of it is, it's time for somebody to say no. It's time for our people to stand up together, united, for the love of our aina, for the love of our kupuna who never saw the light of freedom upon their beloved country. Okay, when she was occupied and taken and absorbed into the American foreign policy, absorbed into the American thing. But so it's time for us to stand united and take back our aina for our future generations. And I think that's most important. But this event that's happening June 6th and 7th, call up your, this is a good time to turn around before they go. Call up your representatives and say, don't sell us like a $2 whore. Okay? If you're going to talk to all these people and set policy, I think it's best if you hear from the Hawaiian people what policy they want to have you set. Because what happens is those political johns from each representative from each department are going to be looking to turn around and get the best deal possible. And that best deal possible is not going to be a good deal for the people here on the aina or the aina. So in the past, this has also included how to sell products to the federal government. Again, how to sell our aina to the federal government and learning more about federal resources and what are available. And that's like, well, if you want to go and get federal grants and whatnot, it's like selling your soul to the devil, but that's okay. Some people are into that. But the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii is going to be leading this effort. And they're going to bring Hawaii to the hill. Like I said again, Tencent Aloha, Aloha, to the hill in Washington, D.C. on June 7th and 8th. And this is for the third year in a row. Okay. So it's again, it's like one time when I went to Organization of American States and they were writing the handbook. They were doing the finishing touches on the Indigenous People's Handbook, Indigenous Rights Handbook. And so when we went there, what happens is I went there with another individual, Mohala Ayu, originally from Kauai. We went there and we shared our history and talked story and let them know what was happening. We were able to sit as everybody was talking about the rights of Indigenous people. We were able to sit there and share this. What happens is afterwards, one of the ambassadors at the UN overheard Canada's representative saying in America, what the hell's going on over there? He goes, it sounds like the natives are restless. You know, and here I was looking forward to my luau and pig roast. Wow. That's exactly what was said by Canada's representative. Okay. So to sum it up, for the most part, that's all we are. We're hula girls and a pig roast. It's time for us to be the nationals that we were meant to be. It's time for our people to rise and be, you know, the champions of our aina, the champions of our culture, the champions for our future generations. We're makua, we're kupuna, but our keiki, our children, need a chance at a better life. If you look at your life now in terms of the struggles that you're going through financially and whatnot, and those families that were forced because they no longer could survive and afford to live here, are forced to go to the mainland wanting to come back, but can't. Let's be the champion for future generations so your family, your tiki, your mo'opunas won't be forced into moving. Let's do that. So again, contact your representatives and tell them we don't want to be sold like a, quote, $2 whore to Washington, D.C. Think twice. So that's all I'm saying. Again, people never know, yeah? And they're going to be meeting with all these people, Department of Defense, Commerce. Anyway, so that's I think that's the only announcement I have left. Shaka Movement, Aloha Aina, educational event on Sunday, June 12th, if you're here, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Huyana Namuku. Yeah. Aina Protectors United. So people from all over the islands are going to be there meeting, having good fun, talk story, and educate. And if you're in the area, you're listening to this now, and you're in the area, stop in and find out, you know, find out what this is all about and why, you know, our people are finally standing up. Because do many of us want GMOs and poisons and pesticides in our aina, in our oceans? No. Do we want more military, how should I say, occupation? No. Do we want more high rent, more high prices in food? No. It just, you know, ask the questions and, you know, ask these questions to yourself. Do you want this? Do you want what you have now for your future generations? Because they ain't going to get better. Do you want it? No. If you don't, then stand up for what is right today. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for your voice. So that's what I got to say. Anyway, if you'd like to share and you'd like to give us a call at 826-7771, 826-7771. Toll for you, if you're off island, 866-275-1111. Now, cousin, do you have any more announcements with the client? the Tim and Hope.
No, that's when she would, and some of the stuff I have to let her know. I couldn't open it up, so I can't go further into it. But she was bringing up the Marshallese. She had the Noah about them trying to expand. They're still trying to expand the zone for the fisheries.
Oh yeah. Well, one of the things that's happening is, and people are saying, oh, let's protect the... A lot of people from the environmental groups are going a little bit overboard because you're protecting, yeah, protect this, protect that. But you know what? Protect the Hawaiian culture. Protect the Kanaka Maole. Protect the old ways that were... that were the ways that what we did in order to preserve and protect the aina. Protect that. Don't protect the federal government and the regulations, because you know what? You do that, guess what? And some of these nonprofit environmental groups, you do that and you help pass these federal, so-called federal laws of protection. And you're going to be protecting yourself out of grants because there won't be any need for you anymore.
Well, this is the one thing she said. There's going to be a Tuesday, May 30. Well, it already passed. It was on Tuesday, yeah. May 31st. But it was supposed to. There was going to be a regarding this expansion, which is very, very large, going off of. God, that looks longer than the Hawaiian archipelago officially. So they're expanding.
Oh no! Well, see, since the whale sanctuary, people spoke up, and people, they basically said no. And what happens is it's like, okay, no, oh gosh, people said no. All right. So now they're still. It's not going to stop. NOAA. And any other various different, how shall I say, sanctuary or organizations that are there to government or federal organizations that are there to protect. It's not about protection. It's about acquiring. Okay? And every country is going through it. It's about acquiring natural resources. It's about grabbing as much natural control over natural resources as possible. It's always been, wars were fought over natural resources. Vietnam War wasn't about, let's free the people. No, it was about oil, okay? It was about oil. Let's get down to it. Middle East, oil. You know, now here, the oceans and the land and all these natural resources, especially the ocean, it's about food. It's about fish industry. That's what it's about. And what happens is, are they going to save it for us? No, because if these agencies are in charge of it, what they do is they'll save and replenish and replenish. And then the biggest buyer might come to the market and buy. It's like, well, China, you need fish. We go. That's what it's going to be all about. It's about who has control of natural resources. So please. And what's going to happen? It's going to affect all you fishermen out there. Hello. And a lot of you fishermen out there know it. Know it. Those who provide sustenance. I'm not talking about commercial fishermen. It's going to affect you, definitely. But it's also going to affect the local fishermen. Local fishermen who provide sustenance and food for your family. It's going to affect you. It's going to affect you in terms of these laws and regulations. And I heard this one woman basically at the, when they were looking to say, well, these rules and regulations are going to affect, but, you know, we have the options to enforce it or not to enforce it. But most likely we won't. Well, if you're not going to enforce it, then why make it? You know, it's like, oh, please, tell me another one, sister. I like this one. Oh, yeah, and the moon is got green cheese on it or whatever. But see, this is a problem, okay? And this came out, the one who was in charge, the woman who was in charge, just came out of her own mouth She goes, well, most likely it wasn't official. It was off the record, of course. But most likely we won't enforce it. And it was like, really? Then why make it if you're not going to enforce it? Come on, tell us another one. But what's going to happen is going to affect the fishermen, and the fishermen already know it. They see it coming down the road. So I'd like to be able to see if I can contact some local fishermen and whatnot to come with us and join us on next Saturday to talk more about this, because this is important. What's happening in terms of the expansion, it's about expansion, it's about rules and regulations, it's about if, and like I said before, it was a couple of years back when NOAA changed their penalties and laws in regards to fines and penalties. They upped it considerably because this was going to be the moneymaker for the federal government in regards to NOAA. Violations, confiscations, selling your boat, making money. And it's not about protecting the rights of the local fishermen. It's about if you want to go fishing, you've got to have a license. If you don't have a license and you're out in a boat and you're fishing with a long license and you catch, oh, wow, they can confiscate your boat. And federal. Now, not state, mind you, federal. And where's the closest federal courthouse? Mm-hmm. Oahu. So it doesn't matter what island you're on, you can be on Kauai. If you get arrested and you get charged and you get fined and you have to go to court, you're going to also have to spring for the airfare to and from back to court. If your boat gets confiscated by federal, hello? So come on, folks. Smell the genetically modified coffee. Don't. By the way, is the coffee over there in Kauai coffee, is that GMO-free? I was just asking, you know. Anyway, again, I'd like to talk more about this next week in depth and see if we can get somebody to come on and share their monologue in regards to what's happening to this new expansion in terms of it's definitely going to affect the local community, especially, I mean, a lot of things have affected us, but now you're looking to regulate our icebox. I don't think so. that means we no can fish without a permit. We no can cast net without a permit. We no can fish from the land with our fishing pole with our mo'opuna punas all lined up in a row without a permit. So think, how much that permit could cost for each of your mo'opuna? Fishing equipment is already expensive enough. Now you go Google license. Shoot. Now they're going to regulate. Now you're going to pay as much. Might as well not fish at all. Just go to fish market and buy poke. Just by the time you get your license and everything, if they pass these new laws and you okay, you never do nothing, it okays, then you might as well just go buy Foodland or whatever, go buy pokey at $10, $11, $12 a pound. So again, like I said, next week we'll try and bring more information on what's happening in terms of NOAA. See if I, you know, and I know it's like trying to get some fishermen to talk about it. No, the fishermen, they don't like talk. They're like fish. They don't like talk. It's like a hunter. No, here I am. You don't like talk. So, but we'll try and see if we can get somebody to come in and talk about what's happening, with that. So again, if you like share my all, give us a call, 826-7771. 826-777. Right? 7771? 826-77? Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
And if you're toll-free, yeah, it's like, and if you're toll-free and off-island, 866-275-1112. So, yeah, you couldn't open up any more announcements. Darn.
Yeah, darn. Hey, what do you know about Kalikoa? Kaeo from Maui.
Who?
Kalekoa Kaeo. He's a teaches at the UH over there. He's the one that's been very, how would I say, he's aggressive in his, he's very passionate, but I like his style because he's not, he doesn't back down. And he was.
Well, he like you.
But, you know, he was debating on several of the programs with Lily Kala. And, you know, on a, let's see, so, and he's been arrested for TMT. He went over there to, but I like the way he,
he's really just, cool.
I just, he's aggressive, and I think at this point we have to be. We have to be aggressive, Manao style, you know, but not backing down. Not violent, but just not backing down. And I'm going to play this clip. This was last year in the summer.
Okay.
Check this out. Samuel Kalekoa. Hey,
could you put me on hold so I can hear him?
Okay, try this because Dean was telling me if I press this button, you should be able to hear this.
Okay.
Samuel Kalekoa Kaeo in court July 16th, 2015.
Today, of course, was just arraignment where we were able to, of course, answer to the charges of obstruction of traffic. And as you heard, everyone, of course, not guilty or innocent of the charges. So that's really it. So we just set our... pre-conference trial date, I guess in about 6 weeks. And
just cause every time we stand up for our rights, we're being thrown in court or threatened with jail or threatened with taking money or taking our land and, just trying to keep us to shut up.
And we'll begin, I guess, the real process heading towards trial eventually. I think what you'll find with our, we have a multiplicity of strategies, I think, going on. You know, everyone, in fact, who got arrested, I think, really didn't get arrested together. And so many of us have different reasons, in fact, they're arrested. In fact, you see some of the films, you'll see actually some of the people who were arrested really should not have been arrested in the first place. I mean, some were actually walking away when they were grabbed and taken into custody. Others, in fact, you'll find actually chose to make a stand. And so, you know, depending on the reasoning or depending on the actual event, the kinds of defenses we'll be having will be from various natures. You know. We just set up a gathering, a ceremony to provide us with the best blessings and the best guidance from our Akua and our ancestors. To
and the one doing the blessing, cuz, is the gentleman, forgot his name, but Kamehameha grad. He was 1 year behind me, but he's very much into saving... Mauna Kea, and he's the one that came to Kauai and apologized for coming from the Big Island and taking time on Kauai to bring this issue up to Kauai at the time. This was a couple years back. Sister Cheryl was still alive. She was texting me while I was at the meeting. What's going on? So I'd be texting her. And he threw the whole thing off for me because, first, I didn't hear the specifics was going on. And to see an older Hawaiian man crying, you know that's deep. And he was crying to the OHA people, why are you doing this? Why aren't you backing us? Why? And after I heard him, I went up to him and I said, well, did you go to Native Legal Corporation? He said, yeah, but they said there's a conflict of interest and we're not getting anywhere. And when I went up, I said, Brad, you know why they're not listening to you? This is the reason. I'll tell you. $1.5 billion.
Yep.
That's why. They're going to go with those guys and screw you. And that's when I asked them, okay, so how many Hawaiians are going to be employed here? How much revenue are we going to get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
No one could answer that.
No. Because, you know what, even in our own planning commission, when a business goes in and they say, well, you know, are you going to hire, you know, it'll give jobs to our local community. Not.
But again, just like the lady said, and we all know, all these governments, all these corporations, they may control at the very top, but that control is only as long as the people allow it. right? The corporations do not survive unless the people buy their product. These people in government, luckily that we have a type of government, and I believe the sovereignty move, the type of Hawaiian government I would support is one like this. If we have the right to vote these people out of office. So it is imperative for us to stand up, to use what we have available to protect what we need to protect. And I want to mention that because this brother was so, I felt him, you know, felt him so much that it threw off my whole speech when I went up there. I wanted to talk about the Kulian attacks, but the Mauna Kea thing took over. But luckily, again, like the people control, OHA eventually backed down. Within 6 months, a year, they backed down from their position, and they rescinded their support. So, hey, the power of the people.
Lead us down the best path so we can do whatever is necessary as protectors of this place, to do whatever is necessary to protect Mauna Kea. Well, I think to best express the idea of aloha aina for us who have the ability to spew.
And, you know, because we've seen this since the 70s, right? Walter Rini, all them getting arrested. Kalama Valley, Moani Keala got arrested. That was like the beginning when they were starting to develop, you know, Hawaii Kai site. And that was all farms. Now you look at it, I mean, it's San Jose, California already. Just cemented all over.
But what's happening is, what's also all over is awakening. I call it the Keloha Rip Van Winkle effect, but, you know, people are awakening like Rip Van Winkle and going, what the heck? What happened? And it's almost like a painful, brutal awakening. And that, like Kupuna coming up and testifying in terms of Mauna Kea. Many of our people are Kupuna, are Keiki, the kids in school, you know, from, you know, elementary on up. I mean, one kid he turned around and one parent was telling me this, when I went to, an event, she turned around, she goes, my daughter came, you know, she's in high school, she came, and she goes, Mom, we have to go. And she goes, well, da, 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 and she started crying, she goes, Mom, we have to go. And she turns around and she goes, she said that her daughter was, there was something in her daughter she saw that moved her and touched her. It's like when, you know, emotionally and spiritually moved her and touched her in terms of the urgency that she just, she couldn't say no. She was like shocked. And she goes, it was something I don't know. And I go like this. It's, I think it's for the young people who are being moved to the point where it is like a spiritual and it's an urgency, our young people who are waking up. I think it's the Kupuna, our ancestors, our Amakua, those of our Ohana, our Mo'okuahau, you know, they're coming through them and they're, you know, they're inspiring them to act because these are the ones that, you know, all these changes are, all these rules and regulations, all the changes, the Department of Interior, all these years, they couldn't take away our rights as nationals. They couldn't take it away. They couldn't. It just hung there like a, you know, a dirty little secret of the United States. And now it's important that the United States try and sweep it underneath the rug as fast as possible. But what's happening is many of our young are being inspired by something within them to act, to do, to go, to voice. And it's, and the thing of it is inspired this parent to help her, you know, help her daughter to do this. And even some of the activists who are out there, their children, their daughter, their sons and daughters are getting involved in this, which is maikai. Because what's happening is it's preparing them to fight for themselves, because they're going to be needing to fight for themselves. It's preparing our next leaders of who are our protectors of our aina, our culture, our way of life. Again, I'd like to mention this, that the Ehuyana Namoku, Aina Protectors United. If you're perchance here on Sunday, June 12th, it's an educational event in March, taking place on June 12th, Iolani Palace in downtown Honolulu. And the purpose is this, is to help to continue build relationships and express alliances regarding issues that are impacting the management and use of land and natural resources in Hawaii. And at the forefront of these issues is the regulation of pesticides use on our agricultural lands and the impact of our rural communities as they prepare, or we prepare, for a series of upcoming history-making court proceedings. And those proceedings, again, are going to be on June 15th. Now, in 2014, the islands of Hawaii, Kauai, and Maui County basically all separately passed local bills to regulate the pesticides-heavy agricultural practices of the chemical companies owned by GMO seed industry. Now, the industry fought back, and federal judges attempted to invalidate each county's will to govern their own agricultural practices, leading to continued harm occurring on all the islands of Hawaii. Now, corporate power and influence has negated the most fundamental of our democratic rights, as well as the unique principles of the Hawaii State Constitution. The five separate appeals that are being heard together in Honolulu on Wednesday, again, June 15th, and the rulings on these cases will have significant impact, not only on our own food sovereignty, but also on similar legislation that has been passed across this continent. Now, during this event on June 12th, they feel that they must bring greater awareness to the political, social, legal, and spiritual significance of this event, this court proceedings. And its inevitable effect on the future of Hawaiian islands for generations to come. Now, the name of this event came from a line in the chant, E Iho Ana. And that's adapted from the Hawaiian Antiquities by David Malo. Now, everyone knows it as E Iho Ana O Luna, E Piana O Lalo, E Huiana Namoku, E Kuana Kapaya. Now, it basically says the high will be brought low, the low will be lifted up, the islands will be united, the wall shall stand upright. And that's the explanation of the chant. Now, this event, they're hoping that this event will strengthen and unite the numerous efforts across the islands to protect our resources, both natural and cultural. And so that's what this event, the educational part of this event, is all about. It's dedicated towards awareness, education, and activation of all the environmental and social justice issues affecting Hawaii's sacred sites, cultural landscapes, agricultural land and water, agricultural land, water, and ocean. And so there's going to be a full day of activities. We love activities and speakers and entertainment planned. And I know I'm going to see, too bad it's not a Saturday, but I know I'm going to see Paul and Yvonne there, because he's always there at these type of events, especially when it comes to Malama Aina, because he's all about Malama and protect Aina. And there's going to be also little gatherings to educate those on the various different topics that are relevant to Lahui, not only the court cases, but also issues like the Hopili, the rail fiasco. Oh, that was over here. Maui water.
Now they're running out of money. Now it can only go so far, and it's escalating. I would be surprised if Caldwell gets back in office. I would really do. I mean, that it's just tanking. They can't do it. It's going way over budget, and he's still plowing through. I'd be surprised if he's still in office. I mean, the rail, come on, it's becoming a joke, but he's still pushing it.
It is a joke.
And you know, it's billions of dollars, and you know where that's going to, a very few.
And you know what? Not only everybody says, oh, that's Oahu. Oh, no. All counties. Hello? All counties. Monies went from came from all counties for this railway.
I thought that was rejected. Thought that was rejected. When they did come to the county said, no, if you want to build it on Oahu and you need it, you pay for it. I'm pretty sure because they tried to do a tax across the board and the other county said, no way. Now, if it was passed, I thought it was defeated. That the other county said, no way, we're not going to
Try and look into it. See, you know what? That's the problem with the state. If they can't go through the front door, they always take the back door.
Well, look at this. And Bob, our friend from Atlanta, sent us a thing about Kohlavi. It was in the paper for the Star Bulletin. Now they're saying that they don't have money and they're going to, you know, they want it to be independent. Hey, you guys bombed it for over 50 years. You said you would, in your own writing, and again, here's another A, don't do what we say, don't even do what we do. You're going to sign a paper that says that we will use Kohlavi for bombing and we'll return it to the condition it was before we were there. Now you're saying, we can't, it's too much money. And then you throw it back at the commission, Kohlavi commission that has to come up with the money and be more independent. This is the kind of crap. I'm over it with the United States as far as this kind of stuff is concerned. They're lying to our people. They disregard our people. They overthrow our government. They apologize for it, but they don't do anything about it. And then they're telling us they lie. They're just constantly lying. And, the majority of people know it. We all got it. And I'm proud that we're standing up to the United States and saying, hey, we're counting on you and we're calling you out on your own words of freedom and human rights. And you cannot deny the Hawaiian people their due. You cannot. And they still try to lie to us. So we know DOI, we know already, regardless of what we do, they're going to push that through to the end and get it approved.
Oh, please.
We know that.
Oh, please. They're trying to raise money to push it through. And it's like, and it was classic. Some news got out and one of the guys who came over from the mainland, who's an attorney, who's, was part of this AHA, he turned around, he went like, you can't do that. That's illegal. That's corrupt. That's corrupt.
And us Hawaiians are going, they've been doing that to us for 120 something. So
he was like shocked. He was like, what are they doing? And it's almost like people are like beginning, even people who came over here thinking it was going to be a legit process, they're beginning to look at it and go like this, oh no, this is corrupt. And like, what? Yeah, tell us something we don't know, bro.
Really, yeah.
Like he thought he was proud to partake in this process. I mean, there are other people who are advocates, sovereignty advocates, they went in to try and see if they could sway it. You know what I mean? Bring it close to home. But there weren't any swaying. You know, people said, let's just get over with. And that was the bum rush that they got. But they said, either this or this. Come on, vote this way. So even people who were shocked, even their own students, let's just get this over with. And they became the sheep. That's leading our people to slaughter. They were the sheep that's leading our people to slaughter on this whole fiasco. And then there's other people who were there, like Williamson Chang, who was there. He was like, no. He was like, this was so. he just in an interview, he just kept on shaking his head. Yeah, go ahead. Shake your head, bro. It's like, yeah, most of us are glad we weren't there to see it because it would have been sickening. So, but again, on Sunday the 12th, you know, if you want to be educated, there's also the Maui water theft bill, and it's affecting water rights on all islands, the housing crisis, the Queen's Trust, and more. See, there's education in regards to what's happening all over. So that's going to be like they're going to have – I mean, it's going to truly be educational. Also, there's going to be a complimentary locally sourced meal. Yay. And get there before all the food goes. You know, some of those Kanakas, they get hungry. And interactive color pounding demonstration, live music, educational booths, And also, the good thing about it is called Kama'aina Sunday at Iolani Palace, which means that free admission all day. Yay! Parking downtown is also free. Yay! All day. Yay! So come. See, parking free. Kama'aina Sunday at Iolani Palace. Admission free. So see, that's already free. And also a complimentary meal. Locally sourced meal. Yay! So, that'd be great. You know what I mean? Cuz, come. See if you can fly over.
Maybe they can. You want me to spend money to fly over to Oahu when I can be on Green Kauai? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I know. When I fly over and I fly over Koilina and I see that whole west, just like a whole can of cement been poured over. Poor Oahu. Poor Oahu.
I know, but yeah, that's true. But it's an event. It's an event. But see, I like going to Iolani Palace during these events because I like seeing everybody from Kauai that, you know, Nico Martin, all these, you know, because they're always there, yeah, at these events. They're always there. So, yeah, I like to see all these people, activists. Nani's usually there, too. So I like to see them. Yeah, that's the only way I get to see them now these days in Oakland, Florida. Oh, you don't laugh. Why are you laughing?
Because you're stuck on a walk, that's why I'm laughing.
Stop it already.
But I tell you what, we'll go take you to the windward side. We'll go play a song for Waimanalo and for Oahu. Because Waimanalo is still pretty out there. But where you stay?
Yeah, it's country.
Oh, my God.
Ever Beach, not country.
No. Ever Beach is Ever Beach.
No.
Okay, because so we'll see you next weekend. Stay in touch, okay?
Okay.
I don't know. Aloha no, cuz. Mahilani Silva, this is Naukana. We'll see you again next week. Na leo, Hawaiian Issues. Support your local Hawaiian.